This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your day. In this fourth and final meditation on the mystery of the Incarnation, Johann Gerhard leads us to stand in wonder at just why our Lord Jesus took on our flesh. If the Israelites lifted up their voices in jubilant shouts when the Ark of the Covenant was brought back to them, which was a type and a shadow of the incarnation of our dear Lord, how much more ought we rejoice, since our Lord Himself hath come down to us in the assumption of our human nature? If Abraham rejoiced to see the day of the Lord, when the Lord, assuming at that time bodily shape, appeared to him, what ought we to do, seeing that our Lord hath taken our nature into a perpetual and indissoluble union with Himself? Oh, let us admire the marvelous goodness of our God, who, when we could not ascend to Him, hesitated not to descend to us. Let us stand in wonder at the marvelous power of our God, who was able to unite in one two natures so diverse as the divine and human, so that one and the same person is now both God and man. Let us admire the marvelous wisdom of our God, who could devise a scheme for our redemption which neither angels nor men could have devised. Infinite good was offended, and infinite satisfaction was required. Man had offended God. From man the satisfaction for sin must be required. But finite man could not possibly render an infinite satisfaction, nor could divine justice be satisfied but on the payment of an infinite ransom. For this reason God became man, that for man who had sinned, he might render a perfect satisfaction for sin. And as God who was infinite, he might pay an infinite price for our redemption. Well may we wonder at this stupendous reconciliation of divine justice and mercy, which no one, before God was manifest in the flesh, could have devised, nor after he was so manifested, could fully comprehend. Let us stand in wonder at this mystery, but let us not too curiously pry into it. Let us desire reverently to study it, although we cannot fully understand it. Rather, let us confess our ignorance, then deny the power of God.